Brethren, we have met to worship and adore the Lord our God.
It's time for the Holy Manna radio broadcast with Brother Byron Chesney, pastor at Highland Baptist Church. For the next few minutes, Brother Byron will be bringing you some truths from God's holy word. So have your Bible ready and follow along with Brother Byron.
As a Christian, you should be growing in your faith in Christ, in your knowledge of the doctrine of Christ. You should not be able to be carried away with every wind of doctrine. You shouldn't be caught up in this. Every little deceiver that comes by should not be able to sway you from the real truth. And unfortunately, that was happening, especially in the early church. But it's happening today like you would not believe. People today that once professed to be Baptists, Christians that were under the Baptist faith, are now claiming that they're following Buddha and they're following the Allah and all these things. There's Baptists today that are kneeling down on rugs today and looking toward Mecca and praying. These people have been deceived. They've been deceived. I want to tell you today, the God of the Muslims, the God of the Buddhists, the God of the Jehovah Witnesses, the God of all these false doctrines around here, the Mormons, they're not serving the same God we serve. He's a different God. It's not the same Jesus that they, if they even say the name Jesus, it's not our Jesus. It's a different one. And so we must understand that. The Apostle Peter had to deal with this. Listen to what he says in 2 Peter 2, 1 through 3. He said, "But there were false prophets also among the people, even as there shall be false teachers among you, who privately shall bring in damnable heresies, even denying the Lord that bought them, and bring upon themselves swift destruction. And many shall follow their pernicious ways, by reason of whom the way of truth shall be evil spoken of. And through covetousness shall they with feigned words make merchandise of you, whose judgment now of a long time lingereth not, and their damnation slumbereth not." Listen, it was happening all the way in the first century church. You think it's not going to happen today when people today are so far away from the truth of the doctrine of Christ that they can be convinced by a Jehovah Witness that comes and knocks on their door that what they're teaching is the truth? I had the Jehovah Witnesses right up here on Harris Road sent me a letter in the mail inviting our church body to come and worship with them in Bible study at their, whatever they call that place they meet in up there, but with no windows in it. Invited us to come and have fellowship with them. My friend, we don't fellowship with Jehovah Witnesses. They are not a true Christian faith. There was a man came to me who is a Baptist. And he said, "I just love this man. He's a Jehovah Witness. And he comes up and speaks to me all the time. I just love to hear him." Friends, we don't do that. You can witness to them. You can and try to share the gospel with them. But we don't have fellowship with Jehovah Witnesses. We don't allow them in our home and share with them their doctrine and agree with them and bid them Godspeed. The Bible warns us about this. We're going to get more into it in just a minute. I'm sorry, I'm trying to calm down. But I'm seeing this so many times. People that I personally know that's being convinced of the truth, against the truth of the gospel so easily. Why? Because they are Bible illiterate. They don't know the Bible doctrine. They don't know anything about it. If you think there was a lot of false teachers in Paul's day and Peter's day, you better look out today, because I mean, it's been multiplied. Today, with the modern inventions we have with the internet, television, radio, the false teachers are out there in abundance. You turn it on today. If you've got enough money to broadcast yourself on television, you can deceive many, many people. If you have that platform, you can deceive many, because there are millions of people today sitting on their couch. They're not in the house of God today. They're sitting on their couch, turning on TBN channel and listening to all those crazies on there, those false teachers, and believing every word that they say. Send in your money and we'll pray for you. We'll send you a piece of prayer cloth. I'm going to wipe the tears off my face and I'll send this to you and it'll heal you. That's nothing but a bunch of false doctrine. False. They use today the internet, YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, blogs to push their messages to the masses, and they become very crafty in their deception. I mentioned this last Sunday in the message. There's a false teacher out there right now. Her name is Joyce Meyer. How many today is retweeting or sharing Joyce Meyer posts on social media? I know people today that are Christians, that are Baptists, that are sharing Joyce Meyer messages. First of all, she claims to be a preacher, a pastor, and a minister. There's no such thing as a woman preacher, pastor, or minister. That's not Bible. She takes that title. She claims that. First of all, that disqualifies her. And that's the first sign of a false teacher right there. Somebody that claims to be something the Bible says is not possible. Nowhere in the Bible do you find that role designated for a woman. Nowhere. She teaches a false doctrine of sinless perfection. She claims that once she got saved, she's no longer a sinner. Contrary to Bible teaching. We are all sinners. We've all sinned and come short of the glory of God. We will all continue to sin. Even though you're saved, you will continue to sin until you reach heaven. Then you'll be perfected. But until then, we're going to sin. The Bible's very plain. Paul himself said he was the chief of sinners. Not was the chief of sinners, but he said, I am the chief of sinners. In other words, I'm still presently the chief of them. I didn't become sinless when I got saved. Joyce Meyer says she becomes sinless when she got saved. She teaches that Jesus Christ was the first man that was born again. Jesus Christ never had to be born again. He had no sin in his life. He didn't have to be saved. The only way we could be saved is because he was sinless. He wasn't born again. Whew. Calm down. Listen, these aren't just minor differences in opinions or minor differences in interpretations. This is flat out full blown apostasy. It's heresy. It's antichrist. Now some wonder why sometimes I call out teachers and preachers like this, like Joyce Meyer, Joe Osteen, Benny Hinn. Listen, church. These false teachers are indoctrinating the Christians of America. As we know, look around this building today. Look at the empty pews. It's like that in almost every church around here. Except for these big mega churches, so-called mega churches. Every church like ours is the same way. Empty pews. You know why? People are not going to church. They're sitting at home. What do? Turn on that stupid thing in their living room. The idiot box. They turn that on and they listen to these false teachers. And they're influencing America. They've deceived so many with their prosperity gospel, their word of faith movement. Just think it and speak it. Speak it into existence, they say. Speak it and it'll happen. They've deceived many. And there's millions upon millions of people today being led astray from the truth of the gospel and the doctrine of the Lord Jesus Christ. And it concerns me greatly today that seemingly reasonable people can get caught up in this false gospel. Paul dealt with it 2,000 years ago, and listen to this scathing rebuke he gave the church in Galatia. They had allowed themselves to get caught up in false teaching. Galatians chapter 1, verses 6 through 12. He told them, and listen, this is all of Paul's writings, his epistles to these churches, almost every one of them. He starts out so kind and loving, and he helps them and gives them help and teaches them. But the church in Galatia is completely different than all of his epistles. He comes in and just kind of gives a brief cold introduction to himself and to them, and tells them what he's doing, and then he rips them. I mean, he gets with them, buddy. He don't hold anything back. Galatians 1, 6 through 12. He says, I marvel that you are so soon removed from him that called you into the grace of Christ unto another gospel. That's what these false teachers are teaching, another gospel. It's not the gospel of Christ. And that's what he says, which is not another, but there be some that trouble you and would pervert the gospel of Christ. But though we or an angel from heaven preach any other gospel unto you than that which we have preached unto you, let him be accursed. And we said before, so say I now again, if any man preach any other gospel unto you than that you have received, let him be accursed. For do I now persuade men or God? Or do I seek to please men? For if I yet please men, I should not be the servant of Christ. But I certify you, brethren, that the gospel which was preached to me is not after man. For I neither received it of man, neither was I taught it, but by the revelation of Jesus Christ. See, Paul wasn't dealing with a Joyce Meyer. He wasn't dealing with a self-appointed woman preacher. It was a group of men called Judaizers, these that claim the gospel of Christ, but yet you still had to be circumcised, had to abstain from the meats, had to follow the law to the T. You still had to do all these things. Paul said that is contrary to the teaching of Christ. Christ said he came here to fulfill the law. He fulfilled it when he hung on the cross and died. That's why the veil of the temple was rent. That's why there was no longer any sacrifices that had to be made again. Listen, if Christ hadn't died on the cross, we would have to be going around and killing spotless lambs and shedding blood for our sins just to be atoned for a little while. But Christ came and died to save us from those sins. His blood atoned for all those forever in eternity. Well, these people are claiming you still got to follow all those rules and laws. And listen, that's why it's so dangerous here. He said they're perverting the gospel of Christ. They're perverting the message. We all know what a pervert is, right? It's somebody that's contrary to what they should be. You know, that's what he's saying. These men are a bunch of perverts. They're perverting the gospel. And that's why it's dangerous. They told just enough truth about Jesus to convince people that they were the real deal, and then they deceived them with this other doctrine that was not the gospel. It was another gospel, and it wasn't a true gospel. So it was so close to the real deal, it was hard to discern. And that, my friends, is the problem with false teachers. That's why you can get these people on TV, and they look like the real deal. I mean, they can stand up there, and they can say the right words, and they can use the right Bible, and they can stand up there and do all these things, and they can tell you all these things like that, and boy, they can fool you real good. But you start examining their doctrine. Speak it into existence. Make God do this for you. He's obligated. He's not obligated to do anything. Listen, it's worse when it looks so close to the truth. It's worse than even just flat out denying the gospel, because at least in that way you can recognize it. When somebody comes to you and says something so different than what you know, you recognize that. But when it's so close, and that's what the Jehovah Witnesses do. In fact, they pull out a Bible, and boy, it just looks a whole lot like your Bible. And it reads a lot like your Bible. But it's not. It's not the same. It's not the same. So now look back in 2 John 1 and 8. John says this to the dear lady and her children. He says, look to yourselves, that we lose not those things which we've wrought, but that we receive a full reward. Listen, there's much more at stake here than just being deceived. There's actually a chance of these people losing what he calls their full reward. Now, there are some people today that says, well, that means they can lose their salvation. No, that's not what that's saying. When you look at rewards in the Bible, it's speaking about those things that will be given to us when we reach heaven, those rewards. I mean, it talks about many, like the crown of glory and the crown of righteousness and crown of this and crown of that. And so what John is concerned about is they're going to lose their full reward. You see that? Not they're going to lose their reward of salvation, but they're going to lose their full reward. So he's not concerned they're going to be lost. He's referring to those things which they would have received, those rewards that are found in a Christian's life, not only here on earth, the great truths that are in the doctrine of Christ, those great things, those great riches that are available to us as Christians here on earth, but when we reach heaven, when we stand there before the judge, and we will all stand before the judge, we'll all stand before Christ. And we'll receive those things which we've done in our bodies, both good and bad. And that's not the great white throne. That is the Bema Seat. That's the one that we will stand before. Those things that are worth anything, that we've really done legitimately for Christ, then we're going to be rewarded for those things. Those other things are going to get burned up like wood, hay, and stubble. And John is concerned that all these things, they've been taught the truth, and they get swayed by these false teachers, and they embrace that doctrine, then they're going to lose their full reward. If this lady accepts those false teachers in her home, and she agrees with her doctrine, she embraces false doctrine, there is a danger in losing that full reward.
We pray that this has been a blessing to you. If you feel led to help us with the cost of the broadcast, our address is Highland Baptist Church, 6014 Babelay Road, Knoxville, Tennessee, 37924. Until next time, may the Lord richly bless you.